Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And thank you for joining me for this very short video. I'd just like to introduce a topic to you that I am still developing and plan to present, Lord willing, beginning in the near future. It's a new teaching series that I'm working on called Prophetic Lessons from the Coronavirus Crisis. We are living through a time such as really there has not been ever before in history. All the facets of the crisis or crises, we might say, that are taking place now before our eyes. It's a health crisis. It's a financial crisis. There are many other aspects to all that is happening that surrounds this whole issue of the coronavirus. And we want to understand this biblically. What exactly is happening? How do we understand it? And how can we see wisdom from Scripture that will help us to view what we are witnessing now in light of Bible prophecy? Does what we see unfolding before us serve as a visual aid of things that are still to come, that God has said will happen, which perhaps are even casting their shadows back in our time, before the rapture of the church, before the fulfillment of prophecy and the tribulation? But is God setting the stage now for things that will happen later? Those are the kind of issues we want to examine in this new series, Prophetic Lessons from the Coronavirus Crisis. I am working hard and diligently to put something together that can be of use to God's people through our ministry with the Friends of Israel. I'm not quite ready to announce how or when or where this material will be available, but stay tuned, watch for updates, and we'll keep you posted as soon as we have an answer and a method that solves that question, okay? I have been hoping for some time to begin an online Bible study of some time, of some kind. And this crisis and the extra time it gives provides both the opportunity but also the necessity for me to begin new ways to reach out in my ministry with Friends of Israel. So I'm looking at developing an online Bible study. Obviously, as things, as we have relief from this crisis in terms of all the shutdowns and various orders to stay at home and not be in crowds, as we can gather again, hopefully soon in our churches, I would be available to present this material as I am able, and I would love to come to your church or your small group or your Sunday school class or another kind of group and do that if you're interested. You say, well, what if all of this blows over like our president hopes, and by Easter Sunday we're not dealing with coronavirus anymore? Well, I may change the title, I may change the cover slide, but friends, things are happening right now that are going to be with us, I think, really through the end of history. And so we need to look at them, we need to evaluate them in light of the nearness of Christ's return and the lateness of the hour of the church age in which we live. Jesus said in Matthew 24:7 that there would be a time in history that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Now, some are claiming that verse is being fulfilled today in the coronavirus crisis. I don't think it is, but I do think we need to look at what the Scripture says will happen in the future and how might what we're seeing now be a practice run, a picture, just a minute foreshadowing of all that will one day unfold. Friends, as things are now, I can tell you, I don't want to be here when the tribulation begins. And I hope you don't either. I hope your trust is in Christ alone. You're looking for him. He'll take you to be with him, caught up together in the clouds with Christ and all of his New Testament believers, saints, when he returns. I trust that's your hope today. But in the meantime, here we are going through this crisis, and so stay tuned. I want us to learn together how we understand these events of our time. May God bless you and keep you. And thanks for joining me for this brief update. God bless.